You know, first off, we're here at Commodity Classic, and we've been growing for several years, and having been one of those that served on the Joint Venture Committee in years past, it's an honor and a privilege to stand up here and say, as of 1 p.m. today, we have 7,160 total in attendance. That's just a number that's unreal. 1,150 first-timers. It's just great. 3,808 number of growers. I'm pretty sure all three of those are records. And for you folks, and for you to come and tell our story, there's 156 media in here, and I'm pretty sure that ties the record we set in Nashville a few years ago. So thank you for everything you do for us. You know, I am president of the National Corn Growers Association. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for your support of NCGA. I'd like to spotlight a few new things we'd like you to be aware of, and then we'll open for questions. First, we're really excited about a new program you're going to hear more about this week, the Soil Health Partnership, where we're working to find and promote best practices when it comes to soil health. This project enjoys the support of Monsanto and the Walton Family Foundation and relies on a science advisory council made up of government and university experts, as well as representatives of the Nature Conservancy and the Environmental Defense Fund. It's just an example of many of the coalitions we've been able to work on. A separate news conference is scheduled for Friday morning to talk specifically about this program, and I encourage you to also visit the Soil Health Partnership booth across the walkway from ours on the trade show floor. Another new initiative is a coalition for safe, affordable food, in which we are now working with the Grocery Manufacturers Association. The goal of this effort is to seek a federal solution that would establish standards for the safety and labeling of food and beverage and products made with biotech ingredients. There is no doubt that GMOs have become a hot-button issue in recent years. We're proud to be a part of several efforts to bring a common-sense approach that respects not only science, but the common sense of consumers. I believe these efforts are a good reason why so many attempts to limit or label GMOs have failed in the past few years. Another hot issue for us, of course, is ethanol, and we're proud of the grassroots action we saw on the part of our nation's corn farmers and their allies, in which there were several, tens of thousands of email and letter responses to the EPA about its proposal to cut corn ethanol in the RFS by 10%, and thousands of calls to the White House, and we're still working on those. We don't know when the decision will come down or what it will finally be, but we know we've done our part so far. It's an uphill battle, but we will keep the pressure on the administration. Last year at this time, we were recovering from the 2012 drought and thinking about getting in the fields to plant. And I know we were at our farm, we were very, very much glad to see 2012 gone. 15 bushel corn is not much fun, let me tell you. We're proud that we brought in the largest corn crop ever in 2013, but we also know it has its own challenges for many growers when it comes to corn prices. We remain concerned that any effort to reduce the RFS will have devastating impacts on the price of corn, bringing it below the cost of production for some and further below the cost of production for others. We will remain vigilant to protect all of our markets for corn. Finally, we now have a 5-year farm bill to offer stability to our growers. We're pleased to see many of the reforms we sought become part of the final law, especially ARC, the Ag Risk Coverage Program. Why is ARC important to corn farmers? Because as important as crop insurance is to growers, several years of even limited revenue loss add up to put pressure on farms and farming families. ARC provides protection in cases such as these to help family farms stay afloat and in business for the next generation. And that's what I'm up here doing, making it better for the next generation. When it comes to the Farm Bill overall, this is a law that makes sense. It eliminates unpopular direct payments, focusing help on growers when they most need it, consolidating and focusing conservation programs, and saving taxpayers while feeding the hungry. We remain grateful to the Congress and the President for doing the right thing for farmers and those we feed. Now, we'd be happy to answer any questions you may have. Well, obviously, our best-case scenario would be a federal law describing how foods would be voluntarily labeled and making, you know, that way we've got a set, stable set of rules that every food producer, every farmer can operate under. You know, one of the things that really concerns us about that is if we get a bunch of different, a myriad of a patchwork of state laws, how would I as a corn grower in Illinois, you know, if I'm shipping corn out to Indiana or down the Mississippi, I mean, how would I certify that? I don't know how that even, I can't, in my mind, I can't even envision how it would work without a federal law that has a set for set of standards for everybody. Would we like to see something happen tomorrow? Yeah, absolutely. You know how Congress works. We're just getting the coalition together, kind of getting a game plan together, and then when we do, we'll start moving forward. Thank you, and again, thank you all for everything you do for us, because we know it's important to get our message out, and it's through you that we do that. We appreciate it. Thank you.